For this Thursday, August 22nd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. We've reported a few times earlier this year that Scooter's Coffee is coming to Mount Vernon. The latest update with that project is that it is now under construction. The new drive-through coffee shop will be located at the corner of Tile Factory Road and Indiana State Road 62, which is directly across from McDonald's. According to the local owners of the franchise, construction on the new Scooter's Coffee is expected to take about 3 months to complete. They hope to have the location open and serving customers by the end of this year. Coming up this evening at Farmersville Elementary School, it is Back to School Parent Night. This is for parents only. Session 1 is at 6 o'clock and Session 2 will follow at 6:30. St. Wendell Catholic Church is inviting the community to the 125th anniversary celebration of the dedication of Holy Angels Catholic Church this Saturday. They say Mass will start at 4 p.m. and will be followed by a reception and music in the Holy Angels Community Center. Next Monday through Thursday, Mount Vernon is having a swim clinic at the Mount Vernon Junior High School pool. This is for all Mount Vernon kids that are 5 years of age and older that are interested in swimming. The clinic will be from 5 o'clock until 6:15 each of the four nights. Each swimmer is asked to bring their own swimsuit, towel, and goggles. You can register online. The Mount Vernon Junior High School Facebook page has a post with a QR code to sign up online. The Posey County Health Department says they can now give vaccines for all ages from infants through adults, regardless of your insurance situation. If you do not have insurance coverage, then the Posey County Health Department can provide them for free through the VFC program provided by the state of Indiana. They also say if you have private insurance through a partnership with VaxCare, they can also provide vaccinations for you and your children. If you are wanting to schedule a time for your vaccination or have questions on what vaccines the health department has to offer, you can call 812-838-1328. CenterPoint Energy has agreed to pay nearly $2 million to the state of Indiana for violations of the federal pipeline law. According to the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission report, the Pipeline Safety Division performed 8 different inspections on CenterPoint's operations in 2021 and 2022 where they identified violations. In 2023, the division identified 3 similar pipeline violations. The Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission report says none of the penalties can be recovered through customer rates. Switching to sports, last night in local high school sports, Mount Vernon Volleyball lost in 4 sets at Wood Memorial. The Wildcats won the first set 25-20, but then lost the next 3 sets 25-19, 25-17, and 25-15. Mount Vernon Volleyball drops to 1-2 on the young season. Mount Vernon Girls Soccer lost a tight match at home against South Knox 2-1. The Wildcats fall to 0-2 on the year. And North Posey Boys Tennis won their first match of the season. It was at Pike Central, and the Vikings won 4-1. Now coming up this evening in local high school sports, North Posey Volleyball plays at Mater Dei. The JV match begins at 5:30 and the varsity match will follow at 7 o'clock. North Posey Boys Tennis welcomes Evansville Christian at 4 o'clock. Mount Vernon Boys Soccer plays host to South Spencer at 6. The Wildcats Girls Soccer Team is on the road at Harrison at 5:30 and Mount Vernon Girls Golf takes on Gibson Southern at Western Hills Country Club at 4:30. From professional sports in Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals picked up a win last night at home over the Milwaukee Brewers in 10 innings by a score of 10-6. The Cardinals scored a pair of runs in the ninth inning to force extra innings, and then Nolan Arenado blasted a walk-off grand slam in the 10th inning for the win. St. Louis is now 62-64 on the season. The series concludes today in St. Louis at 1:15. The Chicago Cubs got beat in Game 2 of their series at home against the Detroit Tigers 8-2. The Cubs fall to 62-65 on the year. That series wraps up today in Chicago, first pitch at 1:20. After trailing 6-0 in the 4th inning, the Cincinnati Reds came storming back to beat the Blue Jays in the finale of the series in Toronto 11-7. Since he improves to 62-65 on the season, the Reds start a 4-game set in Pittsburgh tonight at 5:40. The final week of the NFL preseason begins tonight with a pair of games. At 7 o'clock, the Indianapolis Colts play at the Cincinnati Bengals. Then at 7:20, the Chicago Bears journey to Kansas City to square off with the Chiefs. That wraps up your news and sports for this Thursday, August 22nd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.